Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Come on. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I am the host of It's Everything West Texas. And today we have a very interesting program. As you know, this is National Autism Month. And we have two individuals in the studio today. We have a father and a son. We have Kevin Statton and his son, Christian. Christian is on the spectrum. He is autistic. But he has an amazing story. And in just a minute, we're going to come back and talk with both of them. Today, this program is being sponsored by the West Texas Tribune. Real news, local news at westtexastribune.org and Floyd Miller Investments, helping individuals make wise investment decisions at www.floydmillerinvestments.com. Kevin and Christian, I want to welcome you to the program today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you on the program today. And Kevin, I think I'll start talking with you first. We're going to be talking about autism. And so I want to maybe hear your experience. When did you know Christian was on the spectrum?
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you, Floyd. Thank you first for having us. And it's always a pleasure. We found out Christian was on the spectrum at a young age, about one or two years old. For a while, he was nonverbal. And I think the best thing for Christian was that he has brothers and sisters that were close to his age. And a lot of people don't understand a lot of contact when you have children just autistic. That contact with his other brothers and sisters and things like that help to draw them out of that shell. Autistic kids, when they're on the spectrum, they tend to follow a very strict schedule. If things alter from their schedule, they're off. It throws them totally off. For a good example, we used to do things, get up in the morning, wash your face, brush your teeth, breakfast, when it's time to go to school, out to school, come home. If we did either one of those out of order, it would throw them off, or he would just stop. He wouldn't do anything. And that's most autistic kids. A lot of kids, I found out a lot of people write autistic kids off and just want to treat them with medication and leave them. Autistic kids, no. They're very special. Where we lack in certain things, they elevate in others. We had Christian tested at about the age of 6, because he used to draw all the time, and it was exquisite. At the age of 6, they say he drew on the level of a 21, 23-year-old. His perception and his skills are that great. You could take, for instance, 5 different pictures and hang them up there. He could take and look at those, combine them, and make one giant collage out of it. While we'll sit there and be like, scratch your head in your ear and be like, wah. But they look at things a different way, out of the box, where we follow sort of a status quo. I've had times where they told me, well, he's just going to be a child that won't advance here, there. But I'll let Christian tell his story more in depth later. They told me he would never graduate high school with a regular diploma. They told that in front of Christian. In Virginia, we're from Virginia. In Virginia, we have what's called a, what's the type of test?
SOL.
SOL testing. And here is like the STAR test in Texas. So SOLs, he has to pass a certain score. When you're on the spectrum, they give you a leeway. So when they told him that, Christian went home and studied straight for a week. He passed his SOLs higher than a regular kid would without the curve they give him for autism. He graduated on time with a regular diploma. And not only did he stop there, Christian attended TSTC here in the state of Texas and graduated with an associate's degree. So we try to limit these kids. That's where a lot of us go wrong. We want to medicate them and set them over in the corner and let them do their thing. No, we need to interact with them more and learn more about it. There's a lot of groups out here, a lot of support groups and things for students and kids. Matter of fact, as you know, Floyd, I'm an instructor at TSTC, Texas State Technical College, and I teach electrical power and controls there. I have a few kids on the spectrum in my program. These kids are a lot smarter than a lot of people know. I've seen one take a bunch of numbers, arranging me. He does work without effort. You give him problems, he solves them without giving him the formulas.
That's good. I'm going to come back to that, but I can tell that you're a proud dad.
Oh yeah,
you're a proud dad. So I'm gonna switch over here to Christian a little bit.
Yes, and, sir.
Again, Christian, I want to welcome you to the program. And the first thing I want to say is, your dad had been bragging about your artwork, and I'm so glad to have you drawing pictures for the West Texas Tribune. That just really takes us to another level. It kind of elevates us. It's something that we've needed for a long time, and I'm glad you're the person that's doing that. So tell us a little bit about yourself growing up with autism, what you've been doing all of these years.
Yeah, my dad has a habit of that. So growing up with autism, I didn't really like think of it as much as like I am now. But like growing up does come with some challenges, even if I was like not really like I don't really acknowledge it as much as I do now back then, but it does come with like some like personal like problems when it comes to either interacting with others and trying to like maintain that relationship rather being any kind. But I am grateful to like have friends that are like not really in the spectrum or are actually can relate to and have maintained
friendships
with.
They're not judgmental of you, right?
Yeah. And growing up, like, and this is, and when I was like taking the SOLs test, this is where I've like really like noticed that like something feels off. Like it probably because of like how I am as like a person, kind of like was like being hailed at that time, and I just decided, you know, it doesn't change the fact that like I'm still a student, and I will want to do well with what I can do and just do the best I can. And I did also that. I graduated from high school, and I graduated from college as well.
Okay, and so what did you study in college?
I studied digital media and design, and for a while, I did thought to myself like, if I do this, then it'll probably like give me a much more experience level. Like I'd be telling dad like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that. Even if I was a little ahead of myself at that time, I was just like, a little ahead of myself. And sometimes, even nowadays, feels like a detriment that like, I sometimes feel like, I never really like think things through and like, I'm trying to like be a little overambitious, if that's the word, what I say, mainly because it's kind of like me, like having like a leveled headedness of like, or a foundation of like what I want to do. And sometimes that, even if it means like backpedaling on like what I want to do versus like what I say I want to do from back in the day. And sometimes whether or not it's just like, I guess you could say.
Are you trying to talk about like when you were saying you wanted to be a cartoonist for Disney? And you were, I guess you're saying you were rushing that and you backpedaled once you started thinking about what you were doing and you decided to like think digital media and designs and everything to set yourself up to get to that point. So now are you saying that you're trying to work on building yourself up to that point? Because we talked about once you start working for the newspaper, he enjoys the drawing. And he used to make his own cartoon strips, and he still does. He has them. And I said, hey, think about it. Floyd has a paper that's really booming and doing good, putting out the news, and he put you a little four strip cartoon, whether it's political, funny, or whatever, in the paper each month. He said, I'm going to talk to Mr. Floyd about that. He called you Mr. Floyd.
Oh, okay. Well, Christian, yeah, we'd be happy to see what you're doing with your cartoons. Tell me about the drawing. When you, I send you some different assignments to draw. So kind of, what is your process? What are you thinking about when you're drawing those pictures?
Well, it depends on whether like, I guess it's just whether it being like an assignment or like with detailed instructions or not. It depends on like the situation or like what I want to do. It's kind of like a little prompt I have to think of in my head that it just varies on like whether it being like having a whole tons of sketches and just like pinpoint on like the one that will like get the point across. Or sometimes it's a back and forth process. I had that experience with my dad while working with you, Mr. Ford, in the newspaper. And I'll admit, I can be a little like ahead of myself and just like.
Not ahead of yourself.
It's just.
He, what he does, you know, like the assignment of the one with the kids, yeah. We Are the World type of thing. Like I said, you tell him what you want. He'll throw it in his head and he sees it. He'll send it to you. And then And when he gets ahead of himself, he'll send you what ran through his head. So I said, no, we have to send it back and get the points and then make their final draft. But it's amazing how you can tell him what you want. And it's just like he was just saying, he got a whole bunch of different things running through his head and he just pulls from each one. Where if you was to send it to one of us, we'll be like, oh, okay, let me try to figure this out. And it's like, he just got 15 things.
He's already got the concept, maybe two or three different concepts.
Oh, yes. And he pulled from each one. And believe it or not, when you send it to him, in a matter of, because we had already told him what you wanted, in a matter of minutes, miraculous. And the freehand, the pictures you have, it's freehand, looks just like his digital stamp.
It sure does.
And it is, because like, for a time, like I was really inspired by like a multitude of like cartoons I grew up with, like Disney, Warner Brothers, anything. Doesn't matter if it's like good or bad. I just like really enjoy watching those things, especially like those featurettes where they show like behind the scenes type of thing, where they like how they made the movie, and it's like, oh, I could do that. And it's just, and sometimes I just be like analyzing every bits and parts of it, and sometimes repeating it to the point where it becomes like an instant memory, pretty much the heart, if I say that. So like any like adjustments is kind of like nothing major, nothing new. It's just like they're done. On to the next one.
Well, you know, Christian, I'm really glad that we have met in this edition of the West Texas Tribune. We are paying tribute to people that are autistic and the people that that love them, and there's two young men that's going to be featured. Their mothers are writing stories about them. One is Sebastian Posser, P-O-S-S-E-R. His mother, Stephanie, is writing the story. And basically one thing that she says is that autistic people do not need to change. They just be who they are. And the rest of us, if anybody needs to make a change, it is the rest of us. We accept people as they are. Exactly. We are all God's children. Sebastian he's also an artist. He draws. He swims. He is very involved. And his dad, Tim, is also autistic. Very, very creative people, like yourself. And also I have a grandson who's autistic. His name is Ryder. And Ryder is, and his mom, Amber, wrote a story about him. He's becoming more verbal. Okay. Now he's becoming more verbal, and he's beginning to do things that he would not have dared even to think about. But I know that, like you and Sebastian, you know, I know he's a brilliant young man. And so I think as we celebrate National Autism Month, that we ought to all celebrate our differences and be thankful for those differences, because I'm telling you, you can do something that I wouldn't even dare. I mean, if I could, I can't hardly draw a decent stick man.
I can barely write my name.
Right, but
if I had a dollar every time I heard that from some of my friends or anybody around me, I would say put it in my bank account.
You know the amazing thing? He never had a day of art class. No one has never instructed him on his different strokes. You know, God gives everyone a talent, and it's up to you to use your gift of what God gave you. And you can see, matter of fact, and I'm going to go on record with it. We, as normal people, so they say, it's hard to see our talent because we're all over the place. But if you look at an artistic child, God's talent shines upon them. It truly shines upon them. So, like you say, who's different? If we're God's children and God's given us a talent to shine upon, and you can look at an artistic child and you know what their talent is, because each artistic child shines in a special way, shines hard. And I mean, when I say, when you look at them, you talk to them, you just need to sit down and get to know it.
And for the record, like, if anybody is like listening out there who like is artistic, it's kind of like, sometimes I just be like undermining or just like not really like giving the credit of like me being autistic all that much, because of like the, it's much a stigmatization that it gets for it. I sometimes feel like I had to like not really mention me being autistic, mainly because it's like I don't want to be looked upon in a certain way that's like, that feels like I'm pretty much a detriment to them, that like I really got something going on, but I just feel like I just don't want to take risks that might better me, mainly because just like that says, like, I guess it's just like a certain routine that's like, certain routine that's like, I'm comfortable with this and I just don't want to risk that. Not because of like my selfishness or just like how I don't want to like do this. Not at all. It's like, I want to do this, but I just don't want to like jeopardize like what dad's doing or like anybody that's like my friends or family are doing. And it's just like, that's kind of the reason why I sometimes backpedal on things.
Well, you know, I appreciate what you said, and I was so you kind of answered my question, and I'm going to go to your dad with this. I mean, what is it that you would want people to know that may not have an autistic child? What would you want them to know?
I'm so glad you brought that, because his answer, his statement a second ago,
yeah,
shows a lot of problems with us around autistic kids. He just stated, because of people around, and I'm sure this is with a lot of autistic kids with autism, they withdraw because of us normal people looking on them like they're something strange. They're not nothing strange. I want people to know, if you sat down and took a minute to listen to an autistic child or to visit one, you will see the most amazing person in them. You know, we're too busy categorizing them and setting them aside. Oh, we don't want to be around funny looking. They're not funny looking. See, the problem is we're different. That's who's different, because you have a different mindset. If you open up your mind and you sit and you visit, you will see the purity in this child. You will understand this child has something to offer this world. You will understand the kind-heartedness, the gentleness. You will understand the pain a lot of these kids go through. Just like he just said, I'm sure a lot of other ones feel, well, mom and them has company. I don't want to go down there because they may look at me strange and be like, they got us. No. A person who think like that, they're the strange ones. They're the ones, you know. And I want him, and this is what I tell him all the time, because Christian drives too. He has a driver's license. I want him to wear it like a badge of honor. Let him know, I tell people all the time, I'm different. I'm different because I'm a crusader for Christ, so I'm different. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. He's autistic. He is just a different person with a different mindset, with brilliant ideas, and he's just as bright or better than everybody else. See these other people that's because they're scared to show their flaws. They're the ones with flaws. See, when you criticize, pick and tease, that's because you're trying to hide something that you got. These are beautiful kids with beautiful minds, and they just need that chance to show the world.
Well, I think that's a good place to end. A great phrase: beautiful kids with beautiful minds. Christian here, a young man that is going places. So I really want to thank y'all for being here today. Christian, the sky's the limit. You already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just keep going. I'm glad that I know you. And anytime we can work together, do something together, I'm with it. Thank y'all for being here. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for having me here.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. FSC is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.